Hello, we are back with Coffee and Cigarettes with Kevin and Lauren. She has just revealed some incriminating information to me. Kevin, Lauren, what are you doing tomorrow?
I cannot say.
Bullshit, tell me what you're fucking doing tomorrow.
You'll never make me talk.
I have someone who will. A special guest, an eyewitness. What are you doing tomorrow? She's too slow. They're going to a massage, and they're going to have a spa day, and they didn't even invite me, even though I just said I love massages. What the fuck? Explain. Lauren. They want to hear it.
I plead the fifth.
Bullshit.
Fifth.
More.
Fifth.
This is what's happening. They're conspiring against me. I'm here, alone, in this cold-ass house. I'm wearing three jackets. Well, maybe just two. And gloves. Not right now. But anyway, I usually do. And I usually have my hoods up. And they're going to get a nice massage. And they're probably going to have hot stones rubbed on them. And I'm not going to get shit. Thoughts?
There's no hot stones, just a lot of hot baths.
Oh, a hot bath. That sounds terrible.
No, it's kind of great.
Oh, they're just gonna rub it in my face, folks. Did you hear that? They're gonna rub it in my fucking face. Thoughts? Special guest. Mom. You're too slow.
Okay.
Oh my god. We got two syllables out of her. That is amazing. Folks, you understand. Oh, she wants to say something. She's got it ready. She's got it ready. The gun is loaded. Go. Mom, say what the fuck you want to say.
What the listeners couldn't see was I was rubbing it in your face.
My mother is so dramatic. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. Lauren, why are you just sitting there laughing? You're so silent. You're usually more talkative than this, as the listeners have found out through our potting. Can you explain yourself?
I would say that that is inaccurate. This is my normal level of chattiness.
This is a bullshit coffee and cigarettes episode. Lauren's not talking. Mom's taking forever to talk. I'm the only one talking, and I'm not getting a massage. They should be super happy and excited, and I'm just super pissed. Explain yourself. We wanted the exclusive.
I'm just fulfilling my lifelong dream of being a cat.
Lauren, what did you have for dinner?
Chinese.
Oh, yeah? What kind of Chinese?
The Chinese kind of Chinese.
What was it?
Cashew chicken.
Basically, what I'm getting at, folks, is that she had real food from a restaurant. You know what I had? I had microwaved eggs and 5-day-old green beans.
Four
is that sound? Oh, excuse me, 4-day-old. I guess it's okay then. All right, it sounds shitty to me.
You have to microwave
eggs. I don't know how to make eggs. It's all I can do. Lauren, would you eat microwaved eggs?
No.
Special guest, would you eat microwaved eggs?
Never.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I got her. I got her, folks. Did you hear that? I had her on the fence, I had her on the ropes, and I got her. There's no way she can stop. Lauren, what if you were paid $1 to eat 2 microwaved eggs?
No.
$3?
No.
$5?
No.
How many dollars?
$20.
What if I had a crimply, what if I had a crisp $20 bill, and you had a crimply, crunkly, crack dollar just burning a hole in your pocket, and it was nasty, and it was smelly, and it was stinky, and oh god, it was just ruining your jeans. And I was like, here, you can have your $20 bill, but I'm gonna need that crimply crack dollar. So basically, you're getting $19. Would you do the deal and eat the eggs?
Yeah.
She'd do the deal, folks. Did you hear that? They want to hear it.
Yeah.
You heard it here live, folks. We are exclusive, okay? This is Coffee and Cigarettes with Kevin and Lauren, special guest who's telling us we have to go. Adios.